Late today, the FDA approved the pink pill to improve a woman's sexual desire. Until now, no drug had been approved to boost libido. Dr. John LaPook has more.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Sherry Mike is a married mother of two. After going on birth control in her late teens, she noticed a change in her sex drive.
The lack of desire, the lack of sexual thoughts, no libido, it's just this one area that's kind of holding us back from being truly happy.
The drug, Addy, is designed to treat low libido in premenopausal women. The 34-year-old is eager to see if it works for her.
I've tried vitamins. Me and my husband have tried counseling. I've tried hypnotherapy, but none of those have worked.
Side effects include sleepiness, nausea, and, when used with alcohol, fainting. The company told us it plans to include a warning not to use alcohol with the drug, which must be taken daily. Before today, the drug was rejected twice because of concerns about the side effects and its level of effectiveness. A public relations campaign called Even the Score lobbied Congress and the FDA for approval.
You have countless medication options that will make you just as randy as a teenager.
They made this spoof ad and charged sexism because there was no sexual dysfunction drug for women. Dr. Adrienne Few Berman urged the FDA to reject the drug.
It will send a signal to companies that they can launch a well-funded public relations campaign and pressure the FDA into approving a drug that it wouldn't approve based on the science.
The FDA says this approval comes with a boxed warning to highlight the risks of low blood pressure and fainting in patients who drink alcohol while using the drug. The warning will also apply to patients on certain medications and those with liver disease.